On today's show, passenger car sales are falling at an alarming rate. BMW is already using electric trucks for logistics, and we point out one of the most important styling trends emerging in the industry. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Sales of passenger cars continue to plummet in the American market. Through November, sales are down by more than 688,000 cars, which is an astonishing drop in just a year. Honda and Toyota claim they're not giving up on cars and brag they're going to sell a lot of the new Accord and Camry. And they will. But those models are not immune to the shift away from cars to crossovers. Honda will sell over 327,000 Accords this year, but that's 64,000 fewer than it sold a decade ago. Toyota will sell about 375,000 Camrys this year, and that's 98,000 less. We all know the pass car segment is sinking, and these numbers really drive the point home. Henrik Fisker can do a lot more than just design swanky automobiles. He's now teamed up with a Chinese group to build an autonomous and electric shuttle called Orbit. The four-door vehicles are meant to operate in smart cities and even feature window displays on the side glass. Fisker says the shuttles will be ready by the end of next year. The Hilux pickup is Toyota's iconic truck with a reputation that it's almost impossible to kill. But we were surprised to learn the Hilux is no longer made in Japan. They're made in Thailand. And now Toyota is going to export them to Japan. Several decades ago, Thailand set out to become a major manufacturing hub for pickups. It's now the second largest producer, trailing only the United States. Lamborghini just came out with what it calls a super sport utility vehicle. More about that right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
While Tesla and others like Mercedes are talking about making electric trucks, BMW is already using them. It has 40-ton electric trucks operating on public roads in and around Munich. They have a range of up to 160 kilometers, or about 100 miles. The batteries take 3 to 4 hours to charge. One of the trucks transports new BMWs, another delivers components. BMW estimates it cuts CO2 emissions by 82 tons annually compared to with diesel trucks. Even exotic sports car companies have to jump onto the SUV craze. Meet the new Lamborghini Urus, which keeps the hard edge, fighter jet styling we saw in concepts and renderings. The interior features a cockpit that it too looks like it was plucked from a fighter jet, featuring three display screens. And check out the optional rear captain's chairs. The Urus is powered by a 650 horsepower twin-turbo V8, which gets mated to an 8-speed automatic transmission. It also has four-wheel steering and four-wheel drive with torque vectoring, adaptive air suspension with active dampers, and carbon ceramic brakes. 0 to 60 comes in under 3.6 seconds. The Urus launches next spring with a suggested price of $200,000 in the U.S. When Ford introduced the new GT, it forced owners to sign a contract, agreeing they would not sell their cars for at least 2 years. And it turns out, Ford was not effing around. Former Olympic gold medalist and WWE superstar John Cena received his new GT in September, but then flipped it less than a month later. Ford caught wind of this and contacted Cena, who apologized and said he would make it right. But Ford is claiming he never made it right and is now suing Cena for $75,000 for the, quote, handsome profit he made off the sale. Coming up next, one of the most noticeable styling trends we're starting to see on all kinds of cars.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
we'd like to point out a significant styling trend that we're starting to see on a lot of different cars. First, let's have some background. Thanks to tightening fuel economy standards, automakers are devoting more attention to aerodynamics than ever before. One of the tricks they've turned to is what they call air curtains. The Ford F-Series was one of the first to use it. A vent takes air in at the outer edges of the front end and exhausts it into the front wheel wells. This reduces turbulence generated by the spinning wheels, which helps keep the airflow attached to the side of the vehicle and reduces drag. Now take a look at the Porsche Mission E-Electric concept car. Those sharp lines at the outer edge are the intakes for the air curtains, and others are copying Porsche's styling approach. Here's the new Tesla Roadster, which has a front end that sure looks a lot like the Mission E. But there's more to this than just air curtains. Automakers have to design front ends that are blunter for pedestrian protection, but designers hate flat fronts for passenger cars. So they're trying to put more plan view into the front end, making it look more like the prow of a boat instead of a flat wall. And by pulling those air curtains forward at the edges, it accentuates the plan view, making the car look better. Here's a screen grab we took of a Ford video showing how it uses VR goggles in design. Well, this sure looks to us like it could be the next front end on the Ford Fusion. And dang if it doesn't have air curtain inlets that look awfully similar to the Porsche Mission E. In fact, we suggest you really pay attention to any new model that's coming out these days. You'll start to see how other companies are incorporating air curtains into the front end of their cars. We think this is turning into a major styling trend in the industry. And hey, before I sign off, don't forget to tune into this Thursday's Autoline After Hours. We're taking a deep dive into all the changes Ford made with the refresh of its new Mustang. You won't want to miss that. But that wraps up today's show. Thank you for making Autoline Daily a part of your day.